This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. We go through periods of life when we feel like we're stuck in a rut. It can seem like you're just going through the motions or treading water, as it were. You're going doing the same old thing, but you're not getting anywhere. Things that used to excite you might just not be as interesting. Instead of moving forward, you're just digging yourself into the same spot. Human beings, of course, have a tendency to settle into ruts. You know, our routines, we're creatures of habit. So feeling like you're in a rut can be very frustrating. You look at others who always seem to be happy and energized, and being stuck is something that you may not even notice. Every day is the same. You might have trouble remembering what day of the week it is. Is it Monday? Is it Friday? It doesn't matter, because your days feel just the same, or you feel like you're just trying to get through another day, one foot ahead of the other. Or you feel unmotivated. You might want to take on some new projects, but no, it just feels that you're stuck. Or you feel unfulfilled. You'd like to try some new things in life. You're just not sure what they are or how you'd actually do it. So the idea of wanting to change, but you feel the discomfort of stepping out, and you know that changing things will actually make you happier in the long run. For example, have you been eating well, sleeping enough? Are you spending enough time with people who care about you? Are you spontaneous? And if you're bored with some aspect of your life, start trying to live in the moment. Do things that are not carefully pre-planned. Say yes. Don't be afraid to do the unexpected. And the next time you feel bogged down, go outdoors. Go for a walk. Let go of those thoughts that might be circling around in your brain. Relax and enjoy the beauty of nature, the things that you see. And then it's a great way, of course, to get some exercise. But sometimes we've got to take a risk. It was the English playwright James Aubrey in the 1800s who wrote a short poem about procrastinating. He said, "He slept beneath the moon, he basked beneath the sun, he lived a life with going to do, and he died with nothing done." How sad and how tragic it is to waste our lives. We've got to stop saying, "Oh, look, I'll do it tomorrow, one of these days. Oh, there's 12 months in this year." We need to start saying now, today. Everyone has dreams, but dreamers are a dime a dozen. Faith without action is dead. Maybe God is telling you that you're in a rut and that you need to start something new today. So the question I want to ask you is, what do I need to change today in order to get out of the rut that I'm in? God loves you. He wants to pull you out of the rut. In fact, in Isaiah chapter 43 in the Bible, the Lord says, "He who created you, do not fear, for I've redeemed you. I've summoned you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they won't sweep over you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel. I am your Saviour." That's in Psalm 43. Think about that, because God can give you a new perspective. God is the God of miracles and surprises. He gets you off the merry-go-round where you feel that you're going nothing. I think there are three kinds of people in our world. The accusers, they blame everyone and pass the buck. The excusers, I say, "Well, it's never my fault, nothing to do with me." And then there's the choosers. These are the people that accept responsibility for their own life and their own happiness. So which one are you? Are you a chooser? Are you an excuser? Or do you accuse people or accuse other situations? Let's make ourselves accountable to God and to other people. God is a loving God who'll help you climb out of the rut. And the sooner that can happen, the better. Heavenly Father, thank you today that even though I'm stuck in a rut, you can actually lift me up through your grace, your strength, and through Jesus Christ, my Lord and Saviour, to make me a better person who is more productive. And in so doing, Lord, I'll find a great level of happiness. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.